Man, when I hear Beast Life brand and yeah. Christian, I hear so many things that make sense to me because I'm hearing warrior. I'm hearing power. I'm hearing passion. I'm hearing fire. I'm hearing lion. And the good thing about this, right, is because, as you know it, life itself is a fight, is a war. You know, this is if there's one thing that is a certain is that you will have to fight for what you want in life. And most of us are not equipped, Christians. So once I saw Beast Life and what they were about, empowering Christians, empowering anyone who desired to have a walk with God or even just want to get clarity on certain things about life, whether it's mental, physical, family, you know, financial, whatever it may be to you, you could be that beast in your life that fight for it. And Beast Life really stood out for me, man, when I saw what you were about.
What's up, my friend? Welcome to Breathing Fire, the official podcast of Beast Life Brand, a new breed of powerful believers repping the Lion of Judah. Christ lived the original Beast Life, and now it's our turn. We must warn you, though, it's not for the weak. It's for the hardcore. Our MO is to equip people of faith and kingdom entrepreneurs to live powerful and represent. God did not create you to live small. He gave you raw talents to develop and use. It's time to find more purpose, live with passion, and lead with impact. Your host is Fired Up Phil. We despise religion and lukewarm living. We're fired up and building our kingdom. Please connect with us across social media at Beast Life Brand. And now, get ready to have some fun and break some chains with this episode of Breathing Fire.
All right, we are live here. This is Fired Up Phil. I'm here with my man, Jeff. Jeff, you know what I'm thinking? What's up? Every time I interview with somebody, I always like to mess with them, and I say like, we need to work on a tag name for you, right? So we can call you King Jeff for right now, but we're gonna let God see if he you know, drops a cool tag name in your sleep or something on you. Have you ever had any nicknames or tag names growing up?
Ah, man. So I'm Haitian, right? So it's like you have those French type of things that they put on you. Mine was known as the hot one, if the quote unquote. The heat that was always on, right?
Okay, we're already making progress. We're already getting somewhere because you know I'm down with fire and heat. So all right,
there you go. That's alignment. That's alignment right there. Already,
that is totally alignment right there. Absolutely. Yeah. So I just wanted to, we kind of wanted to drop a video and a podcast here because we were on yesterday and we were talking and, you know, we're excited because let's just get right into a little bit of the spiritual alignment and stuff. So obviously we have a brand, right? Beast Life brand. We are repping the rock and we are helping our audience live powerful and do that, right? Represent. And we're excited because we're trying to work very diligently to build this momentum so that we can take this brand to, you know, a national level and build it to, oh man, see, I'm glad we're not live. I forgot to silence myself. Sorry about that. Okay. So we're trying to take this brand live to a national level, to where we can impact, you know, people for the kingdom. We were kingdom building here. Right. And like we were talking yesterday, you know, like whenever, when I have like other businesses and stuff, it is different when it's a ministry and it's like, yo, I am not necessarily the CEO of this, right? Really, our Heavenly Father is the CEO of the company, right? So he's leading and he's guiding. He's the one that we're trying to follow. Yep. And when I met you, I was like, we were at another event. And when we met, it was funny because like, you know, we're talking about, and God gave me this term spiritual alignment one day. Uh-huh. And I was just like, you know, it's basically trying to do your best to get in spiritual alignment, follow the Holy Spirit, follow the things that God is leading and guiding you to do, right? Mm-hmm. So I made an effort to follow my spiritual alignment, to follow the Holy Spirit, and go to an event that I wasn't really supposed to go to, so to speak, right? But I felt led to go there. And I met you there, and we ended up having lunch and stuff, and we kind of connected. Yeah. And you know, it's like when you meet somebody, you never know exactly if they're going to be like a 5-minute person in your life, right? Sometimes they'll be in there for, you know, different seasons, but we don't really know how long in the beginning when we originally meet somebody.
Right.
So here we are today, and this is, you know, months later, and we've connected, and it was kind of in a divine way. I was in prayer. I was looking for, you know, some people for God to put in my path to be able to, you know, who were passionate and who had the zeal for, you know, wanting to, you know, be and do ministry and be able to get excited about what we were doing in the brand. Yeah. And so we kind of chopped it up over lunch and then continued in our communication, you know, via phone and stuff like that. And we came to a, you know, kind of a conclusion yesterday, like, hey man, maybe there's a lot more to, you know, what went down that day than just being friends or just, you know, having lunch. Maybe God has it in the plans and in the cards here for us to, you know, be able to align together in business and be able to have, you know, an even greater relationship.
Correct. And
so that got me fired up. So when we were talking yesterday, you know, I could sense in you like a lot of passion, and I can sense in you like a lot of, there's a giant inside of you. Like you were coming out, you know, and I can sense the like, you know, I want to hear more about that from you. Absolutely. And I'm excited to. So let me ask you a question.
Sure.
So based off of our conversation yesterday and where we are today and stuff, like, what is it that, you know, with Beast Life Brand and stuff that kind of attracted you to the company? What is it that, you know, when you said, hey, like, all right, I get what this brand is about. Like, what was it that got you a little bit heated up?
Come on, man. First of all, you are the coolest dude in that event to start with. So
I was the hottest. We're going fire.
Yeah, dude. So the alignment was there, you know, and, you know, the fact that, you know, we're here and talking and continuing our relationship post the event is a testament that the Almighty One is orchestrating everything, you know? So, you know, nothing happened by accident, right? He has a plan and he's always guiding us.
That he does. To it
as long as we be obedient to what he wants us, right?
Yes.
So,
yes.
So here we are, right? We hear a Beast Life brand. A few months later from our original talk, man, when I hear Beast Life brand and Christian, I hear so many things that make sense to me because I'm hearing warrior. I'm hearing power. I'm hearing passion. I'm hearing fire. I'm hearing lion. And the good thing about this, right, is because, as you know it, life itself is a fight, is a war. You know, if there's one thing that is a certain is that you will have to fight for what you want in life. And most of us are not equipped, Christians. So once I saw Beast Life and what they were about, empowering Christians, empowering anyone who desired to have a walk with God or even just want to get clarity on certain things about life, whether it's mental, physical, family, you know, financial, whatever it may be to you, you could be that beast in your life that fight for it. And Beast Life really stood out for me, man, when I saw what you were about. Man. And bro, I love
the word that you use, equipped, because that's what we want to do, right? I got that from, you know, growing up and stuff. That's the word that my church used. And I love the word because like, that's what you're doing. You're being equipped for battle, right? You're being equipped to fight the good fight, and you're being equipped to basically, you know, draw from within you the potential and the power that God has placed. Because like, you know, we're big on the Revelation 1:6 verse that we're called as kings and queens, right? Mm-hmm. And so there's a huge responsibility there. And it's not something that I think that, you know, people should take lightly.
Yeah.
Being a king or a queen is about serving, right? Oh. It's about stewardship. It's about saying, hey, look, like I have a responsibility to develop my gifts and my talents, be the best person I can so that I can be a leader. That's what we're doing, is we're developing leaders. And anybody who doesn't think they're a leader has got it all wrong, because you were born to be a leader to some degree, at least, right? Yep. Like you got to lead your family. You got to lead your children. Yep. You got to lead other people to the Lord. You got to lead at some degree.
Some degree.
You are, right?
And most importantly, you got to be able to lead yourself first.
Word. Yes. That, 100%.
That's where it starts with that. And you're right. It has been given to us to steward, number one, ourselves and everyone that is put in our care. And I think, you know, you hit it on the nail there when you say people are not doing the best they can. And it has a lot to do with limited belief that was inducted into us, because no one, you know, really born with the mentality that I can't do it. It's just like over time you acquire it through environment, through what you see, to what you're part of. So I think really, you know, once you put yourself in an environment like Beast Life Brand, where we've got a tribe where people are growing and they are aiming to be the best version of themselves of every area, you stand a better chance, you know, at maximizing whatever God has in store for you. But you will not know that until you put yourself around people who are going where you're going.
Yes. So, otherwise you're being held back, right? Like I had a friend who used to say, champions are born and losers are made, right? Yeah. Because at the end of the day, or I should say at the beginning of your life, nobody comes out a loser, right? You're born a king. You're born a king. It's the divine blood that was given to you. You have the opportunity. And the only thing that prevents you from walking into that potential is if you allow fears and if you allow life to beat out of you your purpose and your potential. And that's what, in my opinion, the enemy, that's his greatest like weapon, is to beat people down, beat their confidence down, and instill fear inside of you. And those are the things that we help, you know, we want to help people overcome. That's how you live powerful, is by understanding and surrounding yourself, like you said, with other people who are going to push you and pull out of you the potential that God has, you know, gifted you with and the talents. And then to be encouraged and be supported and equipped so that you can, you know, obviously figure out your purpose and then have more passion in life, you know, pursuing it and living it. And I think that when you realize that and you start down that path and you allow that journey to be your journey, that life gets super freaking fun.
Oh, man.
It gets an amazingly more, you know, exciting than when you're just like, you know, living the boring life and you get caught up in the rut and like that movie back in the day with was that Bill Murray with Groundhog Day, right?
Yeah.
It's like the same routine over and over again. No way, man.
Absolutely, you know, man.
I would rather live the beast life any day. I love
that. there's a ring to that just like that pulls you. Like beast life, you know, it's like once you hear that, it's intriguing. It's more than the average and ordinary, right? And which is where, you know, most Christians, and I'm going to say most people live in the average and ordinary, the normal routine and you know, just going around in circles and they don't care if they get out, you know, the box and the lid that is on top of them. And, you know, we were born, man, like you said, to be the best version of themselves. Of ourselves, and people just limit themselves to that. Now, there is a saying out there, I don't know who came up with it. It says, we human are the only creature who strive to be less than we can.
Yeah.
Everything else that were created will be the best version of themselves. How far a tree will grow.
Tree tries
how far
to
a dog will go. How far is a lion? They will develop to their full potential.
Yeah.
And you know, we have been given the dignity of choice.
Choice and free will.
Come on. And people, you have to know the same way too, that you've been, you have inducted yourself and you picked up, you made the choice to accept limited belief, made the choice, whether consciously or unconsciously, you've accepted it. you have the power also to reject it, make that choice, and begin to remove the lid and begin to just like really put no caps on you. But you need to be with a Beast Life brand like us, who's going to unlock this out of you, because accountability, you know, is everything, and you need partners who are going where you're going, man.
That's right. Word. That's powerful. That reminds me of a story that I heard in church, I believe it was. You might have heard of it. It is a semi common story, but have you heard of the story with the animal? I think it's a bear or something like that. You put it in a cage, right? And it just goes back and forth, and it recognizes its boundaries, its limitations, right? And you put it in this cage, and it's in there for a while, and then you open the door, and the animal doesn't even leave, and it doesn't realize that its limitations is you know removed, and it stays in there. And that's like how people live, you know, they get stuck in a box of their limitations, and they never fully recognize that you can open the door, you can open the lid, and you can come out, and you can be more, right? And so I think that, you know, when you said that, it kind of reminded me of that story. And I think it's just, that's kind of the epitome of what, you know, what we're talking about with Beast Life. Obviously, we're talking about the lion, Christ, the Lion of Judah, and following his lead. He did not put the lid on, he did not stay in the cage and put, and, you know, and he broke chains every single day. You know, he lived the life that we're all striving to live up to. And that's a challenging life. And, you know, it's not for the weak. It's for the hardcore. You know, it is. It's not for the weak. It's for the hardcore. You can't live the beast life and be, you know, be comfortable and be content. And, you know, you have to obviously challenge yourself, because it takes that work. It takes that challenge. And it takes that getting comfortable, being uncomfortable, to really challenge yourself and learn what it is that you have inside of you, so that it can start to come out and develop and manifest into that king and queen that God wants you to be. That kingdom that he's prepared right here on earth. We gotta wait to heaven, but another kingdom up there, but not we don't have to wait, right? On earth as it is in heaven. That's the kingdom we're building right here for him.
Absolutely.
So I get fired up about that, because like, meeting people like you and being able to grow a ministry like this and a brand that reaches people and empowers and equips people to, you know, find their purpose, obviously uncover those talents, because like, that's one of the things that we teach. Most people don't know what their talents are. Your talents are always going to be, right around, your talents are going to be paralleled with your purpose. Like, you're not going to have a purpose outside of your talents, right? We were talking about this yesterday, joking about American Idol. Remember that?
Yeah.
Like, some of the people love to sing, right? Yeah. But they really shouldn't sing because they didn't get the talent. Absolutely. So like, that's one of the things that we want to help people do in this brand, uncover their talents, and then allow that to guide them into their purpose that God has for them. Because it will always be in that alignment.
Absolutely. And most people, you know, most of us will not discover what really our full potential is until we take the first steps. It's important to mention that, because, you know, the people that will be watching this from a distance may say, well, you know, I'll figure it out. I'll just it'll come to me. No, you have to really take a bold step. And that's where it's at. It's a step that is beyond the comfort. It's gonna be something that you don't enjoy doing and getting out of, but the purpose of which, where you need to be or where God is, you know, probably taking you, is probably not where you're comfortable on a daily routine and you can be there, you know, for many years. So it's important to highlight the fact that, okay, you got to do the hard things, you know, because life is hard. Everything. Yeah. Life is hard, you know.
They call it growing pains, man.
Growing pains.
You know, it's the truth.
Absolutely.
Growth is painful. And you know, that's something that you have to learn to adapt and accept and literally start to enjoy.
Right.
Because like, even in the verse, like, you rejoice in your tribulations, because those tribulations in the end end up making you and creating you into that higher, you know, you get higher personal development, which brings you higher to the person that God created you to be.
Absolutely. And
so, like, that's what's up. That's how we live powerful.
It's extremely important. I mean, you know, I'm aligned with you and the purpose of this brand, because the amount of soul that is searching for this type of, route, you know, a place where, you know, what can unlock me? What can allow me to deploy the best that I have to offer? Because I know for sure, in my walk with God, and especially, you know, in the years of trials and tribulations, and when I was seeking something, you know, more than where I was, the minute that I become conscious to that, that's when my eyes, my spiritual eyes, will begin to open when the opportunity shows up. So, and you know, I feel like there are a lot of us out there who are in the same spot that I felt I was then. And a brand like this is going to allow them to just discover that, you know, and develop it really. And if possible, not possible, because once you develop it now, you got to really deploy it out there and make it to good use. Because ultimately, once you got it and you own it, you got to put it to good use and reach out to others and really you use it for God's glory.
Well, that's 100%. And that's why it's Beast Life, because it's a lifestyle, right? Yeah. And the best way, I like that. And the best way to rock that lifestyle,
come on,
is to get to other people. I like that. Yeah, man. The best way, right? But like you said, I want people to understand who are listening. You know, I think sometimes people think, well, all right, so that what are you trying to say? That we have to do, like, you know, ministry type things and stuff like that. You know, no, not at all. Like, what we're saying is that your calling is going to be relevant to your talents and your gifts. And whatever that may be for you, you're always going to have to work on and develop yourself. And at the center of everything that you are is your faith, right? So whether or not let's just say you have an auto mechanic shop, right? And you love cars, and you have some businesses and auto mechanics or whatever, right? It doesn't matter. whatever that calling is, whatever you're passionate about and you like, that you're growing, but you're still stretching yourself and you're still growing to live that beast life. Absolutely. And that lifestyle that you live, right, within what it is that you're doing, is going to impact and affect other people.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, we stand as a brand when it comes to the outreach and being able to help, you know, pull other people in, share the love of God with them, help them grow, and then repeat over again, right? It's just a repeat cycle. Like, hey, you know, come in, let us love on you, you know, help you grow. And then, you know, we just keep growing. It's a lifestyle.
Release you back into the world and go in and do what you were called to do. It's important for people to know that they are uniquely qualified for their purpose. You know, a lot of people, you know, a lot of us, you know, feel like we have to be somebody else. We have to feel somebody else's shoes. Oh, he's doing dance, so I must do it. He's doing real estate. No, you have to really be on the search for what you are uniquely qualified for, because that's what your ministry really is.
100%.
And unless you begin to be the person that, you know, first that leads yourself, put yourself in proximity, put yourself among people that is going to help you develop what you feel is your calling. And then you may find out, oh, that's not it.
Yeah.
And try another one. That's not it. But
and define ministry, because ministry means how you serve. It's your service, right?
How you serve, your respective gift towards building the kingdom. And, you know, you have something to contribute. It's important for people to know, don't put a lid on what ministry is. And, you know, Beast Life is here to actually help you discover that. You know, what is it that is your passion, or maybe your passion, you know, is something that, you know, you never knew you had, but you got to take action. And this is what we're here for, to point you in the direction, to take some action until you will know when you hit it, because you know the sweet spot, and God is going to move in your life, and it's going to be, you know, impact. is going to meet passion. And believe me, you're going to know.
You're going to live on fire. That's what's going to happen. And I was watching, and I shot a quick video yesterday, but I was watching, I love football, right? So I watched the draft yesterday. Yeah. I'm gonna catch a little bit of round two and three tonight. But yeah, so like, I'm like, okay, so here we're on this Zoom call together, right? And we're drafting a championship team. We're drafting a kingdom team right now, right? And so like me and you are aligned here in this, and now it's time we're working, and we're working with other people now. We're bringing in, we're drafting other champions, other people who are, you know, obviously passionate about growing their potential and what it is that they have inside that, you know, is ready to be birthed to, you know. And so I like that, because it's like, you know, you can't do things by yourself. I've definitely learned that through business. I've had some heartaches, you know, trying to do things too much on my own. And I think that that's one of the things that you have to come to the realization of at some point, especially as an entrepreneur, you know, and it's not even that maybe just alone. It's like you really have to work on team building if you're ever going to scale to you know, the type of level that you want to. And with this, that's what we're doing right now. We're team building, we're scaling, we're recruiting, you know, pro bowlers and championship all-star type players, right?
Absolutely.
I love the verse where the Bible says, "Where two or more gather, there my name," right? There you are in the midst of us. So I think of that too, but it's like, that applies to team building and stuff too, because imagine when you have a team or more gathered there in my name for me, for my purpose, imagine how powerful that is, right? Imagine how much presence is there.
Right?
That's what we want to do. That's the type of environment we're looking to cultivate here.
Absolutely. And this is a great time to put it out there, you know, since we're building this, that if you feel like there's a calling on your life to do something and you don't know what it is yet, have a conversation with any of us. And we're open to that, to help you through that process, to figure it out together. That's what we're here really for, you know, just let's figure it out together, because unless you know, birth that, you know, that process to seek the fulfillment that is locked within, you'll be forever, you know, unrest. You will feel unfulfilled unless you begin to step into your purpose. Like, man, what I'm doing right now, man, even if they will pay me $10 billion away from this, I would not change it. Even whatever you can't, it's priceless. And then you know you hit the sweet spot. And then, you know, you're on purpose. You are on purpose and you're on route to fulfillment, man. So an extended invite to all who want to join Beast Life, man.
Yes. We want to build an army of believers, an army of powerful believers that...
Correct.
You know, obviously we're kingdom building here. That's what we're talking about. And, I like that. I get fired up about that. And I'm excited to, you know, to meet people as we grow and everything like that, and see what God does with this, meet the people that come in and like really, get excited about, you know, seeing and watching the potential come out of them and be able to see where, you know, where they fit in, not only in life and stuff like that, but in whatever areas of their life that they're, you know, that their environment that they're going through as parents, as, you know, and stuff like that. Like this is, it has such a, you know, a bigger impact than you realize, you know, like when you do it, because then it becomes, not only is it about you, that becomes the selfish thing, you know, it becomes, well, okay, well, if we're talking about ministry, we're talking about serving, we're talking about, well, I got to pour into my wife, right? I got to pour into, if you're a woman, I got to my husband, my kids, my whole, you know, environment, my sphere of influence. Like that's the effect that you end up having. And there's so much negativity. We were talking about this yesterday that, you know, the world definitely is in need. It always has been. I mean, this is really not anything new, but like the world is in need for, you know, love, and it's in need for the positivity that, you know, obviously the gift that's offered in the gospel and people that want to share it and bring it. And so don't know. Did you have something that you were about to say?
Yeah, no. It's you absolutely, you know, in line there. And no matter, you know, where you are in life, mm-hmm. there's always room to actually, you know, get better. Yeah. One good quote for that is, do not let good rob you of best.
Right.
Right. So there's always an area of your life that can be improved for the better. Right. So with that said, once you put yourself in that position, wherever you are in life and you feel there's more, then there is room for that, you know, to seek for that opportunity. So it's important to know wherever you at right now, you know, you can be better.
Absolutely. Especially in you just made me think, especially like as an entrepreneur, someone who has been in business for forever, basically, you know, that contention of doing okay, you know, doing good enough financially or whatever the case may be, right? It can good can be the enemy of great, where it just kind of keeps you like locked in those chains there, because you're like, all right, well, I'm chilling. I can go out to dinner when I want to. I can do these things. Like, I'm like, you know, I'm okay. But you know what? There's no fire or passion or excitement there. Yeah. That becomes lukewarm real quick, right? And it's like, all right, so if lukewarm is like vomit, right? God's spewing me out of his mouth.
Yep. That's what he said.
Disgusted by that lukewarm passion, right? And so basically we realized quickly that, you know what, just on that note, which it's just something that has always resonated with me, like everything that God ever wants for us or says for us is always for our own best interest, right? Correct. And it's like, some people, sometimes you think, well, why do I have to be fired? Why should I be fired up? Like, you know, why do I gotta, well, because once you realize that it's so much better to live that way, right? Yeah. And you're not gonna ever wanna go back to the old way, right? You know, you're stuck in contention or wherever because of a fear or because of, you know, things that are mentally in your mindset, they're holding you back, they're limiting you, they're self-limiting beliefs, their fears, they're, you know, so everything that this lifestyle is about, the beast life, the Christ life, right, is all for your own best interest. And, you know, that's the wonderful thing about the word is like, we're called to live a challenging life, but at the end of the day, it's all for our own best interest. And it's all for a more fulfilling, you know, life typically here on earth,
but we might as well cover it right now, man, because the ultimate prize is the crown that is in heaven for us. You know, so when you talk about best interest, he gave us incentive in this earth to do this, that you, number one, you have peace, no matter what you do. That's a big ROI for me. That's a big return on investment, knowing that, you know, the steps that I am taking, that he's in it, you know, and ultimately, you know, once I'm there and he's walking with me and daily, you know, we pray for that and we step into it for him to guide us. And once we do our part, like you said, it's all connected here, but we're really fighting for the eternal life, man. At the end of the day, that's the ultimate reward. And that within itself should be the fire to keep going into serving him and doing your best. That's beyond lifetime. So there's a quote that says, if you have a project that can be accomplished in a lifetime, it's too small.
Too small, there you go.
So
you always got to have stuff that's pulling you, right? Otherwise,
got to be there. So the fire should never cease. In other words, what you're saying here right now, be alive until you get dirt on top of you, you should be fired up, because ultimately there's something far bigger than just the moment that where you're at right now. Yeah. And, you know, it's that for me is where I want to be and help others get there too.
Nice. Absolutely. And I've had this burning fire for this movement inside of me for years.
Yep.
And, you know, I'll just, you know, be transparent. I mean, I don't like to ever fake the funk, so to speak.
Come on, talk to me.
You know, like I was living lukewarm. I was stuck in the wilderness for a long journey, right? went through some personal issues with divorce and stuff like that. And, you know, so we go through seasons in our lives. And, you know, one of the awesome things about God is that it doesn't matter what you've gone through. It doesn't matter where you are. The same purpose that he placed, you know, in you is going to be in you no matter what you do, no matter where you go, whatever. So the fire got dull because I was suppressing it, you know, right. But it never went away. It was always there eating away at me. So I either had the choice to be like, well, do I just keep suppressing this? And it's like, you know, it's obviously I'm feeling it and I know it's there and I, you know, never address it.
Come on.
Do I say, hey, let me pull the veil back and let me start fanning that fire with some oxygen and let me start, you know, let me start doing these things and let me start writing again and let me start connecting with some, you know, people and building my environment again and doing all these things that I know that I need to do in order to become the person that God needs me to be in order to take me where he wants to take me, right? And so you start doing that and then you realize quickly, like, okay, God's not done with me. He's not going to be done with me until, you know, I'm probably 6 feet under, whenever that may be. And at that point, I'll be rejoicing anyway. So it really don't make a difference.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win, right? And you know what? Just looking back at where I was, you know, a few years ago and stuff, I was going through a little bit of a bad season. The passion and desire that, you know, I've reignited is, you know, so much. I feel 10 times more alive again, like I, you know, and so that's what Beast Life Brand is about. It's about igniting that fire in you, allowing you to live with passion and allowing you to feel alive, have purpose and significance, you know, all of those things to, you know, to live that lifestyle. And that is going to bring you so much fulfillment that at the end of the day, you're going to want to share it because, like, you know, why wouldn't you? It would be like, unless you're selfish, or it's like, yeah, well, of course I want to share this with you. Why wouldn't I want you to feel this and live like this? So.
Exactly, man. It you know, we share a similar story there in that, you know, when you go through this trial, and I myself, you know, have been in the lukewarm stage and I was in church. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. I was serving and I'm still asking, wait, I look at the environment that I was in and I'm like, wait, is this it? Is this all there is? And I'm literally asking myself, is this all there is to get done? I can literally from January 1st tell you what December 31st is going to be like because I know the cycle so well. Right. Yeah. So that's when you begin. That's when the light comes on. It's like, this can't be it. Right. So now the reticular activating system is on where I'm looking like, okay, what does God want me to do? And that ignite that search. And once you find it, like my personal heart desire, and I share this with you, is just, you know, I just love people, man. It's just, I just one of my gifts. Yeah. Like, it's just one of those things. Like when I'm around people, I want to pour into them. Positively uplift them, and I'm like, man, this is my passion, you know. And then once I'm in there, dude, I can go nonstop. I can, you know, this is how you know you are where God wants you to be, and this is what we're talking about. There's a level of fulfillment and peace that is there.
Yeah.
And Beast Life, we are aiming and training ourselves to put you on that line where you can taste what we're right now. We come to know, you know, as purpose and fulfillment, and we're still going. So you locking arms with us, we're in this together.
Yes, 100%. See, and I was thinking the whole time it was a New York state of mind that got us, you know, on the same page. But now I realize is that we really do have the same passion. And it is funny though, right? How you could be in a room of, like, you know, however many people, and it's like. Yeah. I don't know. There's something about that dude that's like, and you're from the New York area. You're on the East. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, yeah. But no, that's awesome, man. And I appreciate everything, you know, just getting to know you every time we have a conversation. I value and appreciate learning more, you know, of the things about you and just being able to kind of share some things back and forth, hearing some wisdom come out of you and everything. And you know what I like about you too, is that you are not, you're not all, you know, like for me, it's the same thing. Like I don't like people who are all gassed up, you know what I mean? Like their head is gassed. They're like, they think that they're the, you know, the crap. Yeah. And like, they're not able to be transparent.
Yeah.
Not able to be real, because like at the end of the day, like that's your transparency and being open and honest.
Yeah.
Like that's very important, because I think that that's your integrity right there. You know,
can I add to that real quickly?
Yeah.
It's so important. And from a faith-based standpoint, you know, being transparent, you know, the first step to repentance is admission.
Yeah.
That's the first. And that's the one God is saying, like, to you, you know, admit.
Yeah.
He knows you sin, but you have to confess it with your mouth. Yeah. Because out of the mouth, right, it comes from the heart. There is a level that, you know, of confession. There's a level of admission that is coming from there. And then there's surrendering. So, you know, it's like people are not willing to surrender. And I'm not going to lie to you. Many Christian fail and disconnect with others because of that pretentious holiness.
Yeah.
That most people can literally smell it from miles away.
Yeah. Yes.
And when you're genuine with people and you just like, listen, what you're going through, I've been through it. I know there's a level of connection that existed that actually brings them to Christ, knowing that they can lock arms with you, man.
Can I add on that? Because that, I don't know if you're aware of it, but that is the exact, that story right there, that mindset and that, you know, basically that philosophy, or I don't know, probably a better word for it, that you just named right there, is how Beast Life Brand came into existence with the name and everything. I was, you know, trying to figure out, all right, I'm sitting there. So I'm coming out of the wilderness, right? I'm getting fired up. I got God's working on me. And I'm like, all right, what am I doing? What do you want me to do? Right. So he's like, all right, well, you're gonna start a company, you're gonna start a brand here, right? And I'm like, all right, well, what am I gonna call it? what are we gonna do here? And I was like, all right, so I'm looking online, I'm trying to figure out like different, you know, things, and I'm like, so I came and I'm like Beast Life was like, and I'm like, yeah, there's, I can't even be. I said, you know what? I'm like, and initially when I started this, I was getting a lot of slack. From other believers, because they were I was getting hate messages, trolls, you know, out there like hating on it, like, oh, that's the you're the devil, blah blah blah.
Talk to me.
Like, honestly, like, kiss my ass, like the devil. I'm not gonna rock. You know what I'm saying? What do you mean? So I went into prayer about it. I'm like, God, do you believe this crap? Like, I'm sitting here trying to serve you with my heart here, and people are like judging me and everything. And I'm like, I'm so sick of that.
Right.
And I just got like convicted in my spirit. Like,
yeah.
Oh, good. This is what I like about you. Like, go, you don't conform like that. That's like what I got. Go ahead. That's how it came to be. I just to literally filter out non-religious people. And then God started putting it all back, and it started all making sense. He's like, don't worry, you're representing the Lion of Judah. I was like, oh, all right, cool. I'm representing Christ with the beast. I get it. So like, but originally I just named it that to push religious people away.
it's all going to, remember, all things work together for those who love the Lord and call according to purpose. So you know, the fact that you are getting pushed back and all these things, it tells you that you're onto something. When you pinch your nerves, that's when you get reactions, right? You know, it's good amazing one. It's amazing, right? Because, you know, we want the repetitious stuff, we want the things that feel good.
Yeah,
you know, and we're not willing to do the hard work, like you said from the beginning, like to step into that warrior spirit and embody that takes hard work.
Yes,
most of them don't want to do the hard work.
Yeah.
They do not. You know, I in my devotion the other day, I wrote down something very similar. I say, you know, Christian has to stop using prayers and faith as a temporary pain reliever.
Yes.
It's not.
It's
not a substitution for hard work, planning, execution. You have to do the hard things.
Yes.
You see, the Bible says, you know, God will not give you more than you can bear, right?
Yep.
Operative word, more. You still have to bear.
Yes. True. Absolutely. Like,
you know, it's crazy.
You have a cross to bear, right? You got to pick up your cross and follow him. Yeah.
It's hard, right? You know, we all tend to want to run away from it. But in the heat, in the heart, that's where it's at.
Yes.
Because once you come on the other side of that now, man, you are refined by fire. And that's it takes a beast. Let's be real. It takes you to be able to draw to your beast mode side to come out of it.
That's right. 100%. Period. Yes.
You got to have that side. You don't have to have it all the time and everywhere, but you better have it in you.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, I was in Texas the other day. These guys will tell you, they'll carry a gun regardless because they rather have it and don't use it.
Yeah.
And then to need it and don't have it.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. So, you know, when Christians run away from words that are strong and what seem to be intimidating, well, I tell you what, you know, our master, the Lion of Judah, Jesus Christ himself, he was fearless, man.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes into the temple. He did things that were unorthodox to Christians, you know?
Yes.
So beast life will pinch a nerve. And I guarantee you, as we get out there, there's going to be more nerves being
pinched. It's all good. We just going to, we're going to piss off the modern day Pharisees, but that's what we're here for. I don't mind that. But, yeah, we're on a mission, and our leader is, and our CEO of Beast Life Brand is The Rock, the King of Kings. We're gonna keep following him regardless of what other people say, and wherever he takes us, I'm cool with, as long as I'm following. I'm excited, dude, because I like chopping it up with you. I'm looking forward to some more, and you know, I'm glad we got to get a nice track down, lay a track down, as I like to say.
Yeah,
lay a track down today, chop it up, spit some fire, breathe some fire, help some people break some chains. And I look forward to continually growing and building with you. I'm excited for all of the things that we have coming up here in Beast Life Brand and the Lions Tribe.
Yep.
And I'm excited to watch and the things that God is going to do as we faithfully follow and faithfully serve him.
Yep.
And in closing, I mean, hey, let me know if you have anything that you want to add. And
absolutely, man. You know, it's always a pleasure, just, you know, for me. I mean, it's just like we align and to lock arms with like-minded men like yourself. And the many more that God will put in the way of this is always exciting, because we don't know what's going to happen, to be honest with you. We don't know the next step. And it's almost that imposter syndrome. But if you're not having imposter syndrome, you probably need to rethink what you're doing, because you need that in order to know that you want to do something that is out of the ordinary. So I'm just excited to be in the vicinity of this whole thing. Like you said, God is the one who's in control of this whole thing. And our job is to be obedient to what he says, to do what he puts in our way, and be fearless about it, and be kings,
and enjoy
the process, right?
Yes, and be relentless. And like the words that we talked about yesterday, quick, right, was urgency, right? Spiritual alignment. I love those two, right? Because you got to operate in life with urgency. You know, I do believe in patience, like, listen, like I do like Gary Vaynerchuk. He talked a lot about patience, but I think that can be misconstrued to a large degree by people. I don't think he means it, and necessarily a lot of other people take it. Like you just can't be so patient that you're like never get anything done, right? You have to have patience, but you got to operate with urgency. So you have to have a balance of both, not being so discouraged by your urgency when you are not maybe making making gains and grounds as fast as you would like. That's the patience, right? Yeah. But patience is not you know, like when people say, I'm gonna sit and wait on the Lord. Well, I hate to break it to you, but if you look the word up in the Hebrew, it is a verb, it is an action word. It's not about just sitting there. So yeah. Having patience is the same thing. It's like you can't just sit back. You got to operate with urgency and then have patience to allow that urgency to, you know, to have its effect and take its course.
Absolutely, man. I mean, we can chop that up too, but we're not going to do that. But it's amazing. You know, what you're saying in essence is patience is not a substitute for action.
Correct.
And you cannot do that.
Excuse for action.
Say again.
It's not an excuse for action, for not taking a lack of action.
Right. You can't, right. You know, you have to do that. And
right.
But you're right. You know, in many communities, people tend to accept that patience means being stagnant, being stuck, being, you know, in one place. Yeah. But this is why Beast Life is here, you know, to open many eyes as possible so we can just, you know, do what we do best and what God allows us to do. And
yeah.
And we hit you. We'll take territories on those type of topics.
If you see me going like this all the time, it's because I went to Hawaii on my honeymoon, and this is the mahalo symbol, and I had no clue what that was. I was just like, yeah, mahalo. And then they were like, I started talking to them, and it means like greetings in love. It's bringing in love all the time. So now it's just like my new gym. Like, I've been doing it ever since seeing Hawaii. So I'm like, mahalo.
Yeah. That's cool.
So
that's cool.
I'm going to leave everybody, and I'm going to, with a mahalo, right? We're going to see you again in love. Mahalo. I look forward to chopping it up with you again. For all the people listening, breathe fire and break some chains, and check us out on beastlifebrand.com, beastlife.com, or beastlifebrand.com. I got both of them, actually. But God bless you. We'll see you on another episode of Breathing Fire and Breaking Chains.
All right, Lions Tribe, that wraps up another episode of Breathing Fire. We truly hope you enjoyed it. If so, it would mean the world to us if you'd help us kingdom build by leaving us a great review on the platform you're listening on. Subscribe or follow the podcast and share it with friends. Thank you so much. God bless. Remember to visit us online at beastlife.com. Join our free Facebook group, The Lions Tribe, and connect with us across social at Beast Life Brand. Until next time, keep breaking chains and living powerful. Peace out.